10th of March 2020. The Father Speaks to His Children. Part 2. Alive for the Joy of the Father. First, a short passage from the booklet. The Father speaks, "This is the real purpose of my coming. I am coming to banish the excessive fear that my creatures have of me, and to show them that my joy lies in being known and loved by my children, that is, by all mankind, present and future." So much for the text. There may still be many misconceptions about God in the hearts of men. Above all, our Father is concerned to eliminate the excessive fear, that which makes man scrupulous and makes him timid. This kind of fear distorts the image of God. And when our testimony is given to other people in this way, then they do not really get to know God through our message in the right way. We know that the wrong image of God was already created in paradise, and the devil has worked very hard to make people not to trust God. Unfortunately, it must be said that this has often been successful. Negative experience in the family or with other persons who exercised their authority in a negative sense can also have an effect here. All these negative images and impressions in the soul should be overcome by the love of the Heavenly Father. However, overcoming the excessive fear should not touch the true fear of God and can make it even more shining, because the precious fear of God consists in fear of hurting the love of the Father and is a wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. The Father, on the other hand, speaks from the fear that deeply wrongs his love, that perhaps even has a function or giving a reason not to approach to God with trust. Of course, no recklessness must enter into the relationship with God, a kind of false confidentiality, possibly with a mistaken understanding of God's mercy, as if sin were not so tragic, and not a rejection of God's love. No, be far from it. Instead, the Father wants to lead us in the right relationship with Him. We should know, not only with our minds, that it is a joy for our Father when we respond to His love. He desires this for all humanity, because all are called to receive the fullness of graces as His children. If we internalize these words, then we are given a wonderful task every day. We can live for the joy of the Father, and thus enter fully into the attitude and the earthly way of our Lord Jesus Christ. He lived in everything for the glory and joy of the Father. He wanted to glorify Him. To live such an orientation for the joy of the Father could be a leitmotif for our life. It will help us to get to know the love of our Father better every day and to become more sure of it. The spirit of piety becomes effective on such a path, and it also releases us from our self-interdependence. Since we are very forgetful, it is good that we always remember such an undertaking. At the latest, before going to bed, we should examine By the way, monks and priests pray the complete with an integrated confession of guilt. To see if we have carried out our project to live for the joy of the Father well. Certainly, we will have humbly to confess that what we intend to do is not always so easy to carry out. And we will tell this also to our Father in a trustful way. But the Lord will certainly lift us up and make us understand that He is pleased with our efforts, even if we are still weak, absent-minded, and faulty. What can help us to keep our consciousness alive to be a joy for our Father is the realization that our Father wants to be recognized and loved by all mankind. Saint Teresa of Lisieux would perhaps say to the Lord that she wants to do everything that this would happen. And she would certainly add that at least she wants to try. Why not us too?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,